This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has been arrested by the Enforcement Directorate in alleged liquor scam case last night. The agency has arrested Mr. Kejriwal from his residence to its office in New Delhi. Before this, a team of ED reached the Chief Minister's residence yesterday evening and carried out searches. The ED had named Mr. Kejriwal in the Delhi liquor policy linked money laundering case and had sent 9 summons to him to appear before it. However, Mr. Kejriwal skipped all summons, terming them illegal and politically motivated. The arrest came hours after the Delhi High Court refused to grant protection to Kejriwal from any coercive action by the agency. Meanwhile, AAP leader and Delhi Minister Atishi said the party has moved the Supreme Court for quashing the arrest of Mr. Kejriwal. She said party has asked for an urgent hearing by the Supreme Court. Reacting to action, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad said, "This is a process of law which is being done with a view to take appropriate action against corruption." He said, "Let the law take its course." The Election Commission has made public a data set of electoral bonds, including their numbers, that can help match their purchasers with the political parties that receive the funds. The separate list of the donors and recipients were published by the poll body on its website after the details were submitted to it by the State Bank of India after the order of the Supreme Court. The State Bank of India was the only bank authorized to sell and redeem the bonds, which were first issued in March 2018 and were being sold until the scheme was declared null and void by the top court last month. The Election Commission said it has uploaded the data on electoral bonds on its website as received from SBI on as-is-where-is basis. The Minister of Information and Broadcasting has issued advisory asking all endorsers and influencers on social media to refrain from showing promotional content advertisements, including surrogate advertisements of offshore online betting and gambling platforms in any form. Ministry issued the advisory in view of the significant financial and socio-economic implications of online betting and gambling on consumers, particularly the youth. The Ministry has cautioned that failure to comply may lead to proceedings under the provisions of Consumer Protection Act 2019. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge has said that impartial election is important for the smooth functioning of democracy. He said that a level playing field must be created to save the democracy. In a media briefing in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Kharge alleged that Congress Party's bank accounts have been frozen, which must be set aside so that Congress can use its funds during the upcoming elections. Meanwhile, BJP came down heavily on the Congress Party's accusation of freezing of its bank accounts. In a media briefing in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Sambit Patra said, "If you are a defaulter, you will be treated like one." He alleged that it is not the bank account of Congress Party that has frozen, but the Congress itself has frozen. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has emphasized that the rise of Bharat in economy and technology is an assurance for global peace and harmony. He also added that India remains committed to engaging like-minded nations to nurture and sustain global peace, stability and harmony. Mr. Dhankar said this while interacting with the participants of inaugural International Strategic Engagement Program at Uparashtrapati Nivas in New Delhi yesterday. India has launched Operation Indravati to evacuate its nationals from Haiti to the Dominican Republic. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said that 12 Indians have been evacuated yesterday. He said that the government of India is fully committed to the security and well-being of Indian nationals abroad. Dr. Jayashankar also thanked the government of the Dominican Republic for their support. And in Swiss Open Badminton, ace Indian shuttlers, including Kidambi Srikanth, Kiran George and Priyanshu Rajavat, have entered the quarterfinals of the men's singles at St. Jakobshall Arena in Basel, Switzerland last night. Srikanth defeated Lee Zijia of Malaysia in straight sets 21-16, 21-15, while the youngster Kiran George outsmarted the French player Alex Lanier 18-21, 22-20, 21-18, despite losing the first game. And that is the end of this news bulletin.